Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
A very warm welcome, everyone. It has become Friday, and Sophie and I are sitting here again in my kitchen with a beautiful glass of wine, a few little nibblies, and a super interesting and wonderful guest from Germany, Caroline Deisler, who we met a few weeks ago when we went to the PVOLV event that we've been telling you all about. And I had the privilege of sitting next to Caroline after our PVOLV session. And I've got to say, I was completely and utterly blown away, first of all, by the beauty of this woman. Her figure is one of the most extraordinary things you've ever seen in your entire life. And it's all down to this incredible lifestyle of being
completely
a vegetarian.
Green.
Completely and utterly 100%. Yeah. And we are going to be talking today about this subject, the do's and don'ts. I have about a million questions. I think Sophie has two, but to begin with, a very warm welcome.
Welcome,
hi guys,
Caroline.
Thanks so much for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure to have you. And I have to say, I feel a little bit guilty tonight. It is Friday and Caroline and I are having a lovely glass of red wine while our guest Caroline is enjoying a green juice. But we've got lots and lots of questions, as Caroline said, and we don't want to make it too complicated. We want to keep it really simple because the tweaks and the tips and the tricks that we can sort of process into our daily lives without making it too complicated are what we want to hear about. You're obviously very healthy, very happy. You look great. So should we start by talking about the one thing you said to me was your cravings and what to start with at the beginning of the day?
But I would like to ask, first of all, if I may, why did you decide to become
vegan
in the first place? Was it a health issue?
It was definitely so. It all started when I was modeling, and you know, like as a model, you have to be super slim and it's quite a lot of pressure. And I just felt like I developed kind of an unbalanced state of mind. And I was like always having ups and downs, like not eating a lot and then binge eating a lot of food. And it was just not a very balanced, overall balanced lifestyle. And I feel like there's so many models are into dieting, and I never felt like I wanted to do any diets. I wanted was more looking for a long-term solution and like a lifestyle you can sustain and makes you happy and you can like just eat as much as you want. And I found it was quite a negative environment, so I wanted to find something that's very positive and just makes you feel great every single day.
I think that's a massive thing actually for a big pressure on the young of today, especially on models. When you're young and you've left school and you want to look a certain way,
and you're
controlling what you eat in an unhealthy way to look a certain way rather than eating to look fabulous.
Yeah, and like, and then I got more and more into like a healthy lifestyle, and I started to study nutrition, and that totally changed my point of why I would do it. So I would more do it to just feel my best and be my healthiest and not just to be skinny. And I think that like just changed everything. And from then I was so interested in how our body works and why like different foods are giving us more nutrients. And yeah, it just was my motivation. And then I felt so good. I never wanted to to change again.
So I want to know, so when you were modeling, living in New York, were you like all other models who was, you know, consuming alcohol, keeping alive on coffee and chocolate bars, going out for lots of dinners where you know, one day could be Japanese, another day could be Mexican. So you were eating pretty varied, but obviously being out a lot, And then getting up in the morning very early because you had to go on a shoot, therefore surviving on coffee and chocolate and and red wine in the evenings, et cetera, et cetera. Were you someone who was eating everything?
No, I was always, so I never started drinking coffee ever, basically. And I was also not drinking, never. So I was, I was always into like healthy eating and stuff, but I wouldn't like, I would still always want to take care of myself, but it was more about the food part. So, I mean, I would still go out and socialize and have dinners and enjoy my life, but just basically...
You had a bit of a block, so it was more like a control thing, and you needed to break that block and realize that food can make you feel good and make you look good
and enjoy it,
which is a journey,
basically, and like, you know, do it for yourself and for your... Also, it's like an act of self-love to like take your time and cook and prepare everything and not rush through it and just
eat for the sake of it.
But Caroline, were you eating fish? Were you eating meat? Were you eating chicken? Were you having burgers? And did you find that it had a really negative effect on you? Did it make you feel bad? Did it make you gain weight?
So I ate basically all of it, and I didn't feel good afterwards. No, my skin was breaking out. My skin was like my struggle all the time. So I had really bad breakouts. It got to the point where sometimes, you know, I couldn't work because of my skin. Yeah, and then when I stopped dairy, my skin got so much better.
Really?
Yeah.
So like, what do you eat now? So you've cut out all dairy.
Yeah. Dairy, I feel like for me, was the biggest change.
Okay.
Like
all meat, all fish. Absolutely everything apart from plant-based.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
So almost like 5 years ago, almost has been like 5 years now. So I would just, I eat a variety of fruits, veggies, nuts, seeds, healthy fats and healthy protein and lots of greens, green smoothies. And you can still eat lots of things like brown rice pasta or, lots of potatoes. It's actually, I feel like my like variety got even bigger since being plant-based because I like experience more. And
I mean, we're going to ask you some of your favorite recipes, but I did want to just go back to your cravings. You did say something very interesting to me about deprivation.
Yeah.
So depriving your body and your mind of things that you really want to eat.
Yeah.
And you get so excited about eating them that then you binge on them rather than actually putting something else into your body that satisfies those cravings. So what is it that you
I always
recommend?
Believe like when you give your body what it really needs, like ideally in doing the first half of the day, it doesn't crave it later. So when you have like green smoothies in the morning, like you get those like healthy vitamins and minerals, like
so you start your day with this green smoothie.
Smoothie, green juice, like this one with lots of like spinach, kale. Oh, lemon water also.
So what do you start?
So first lemon water, then my workout, and then my green smoothie.
Okay. And no food at this point?
No food at this point, but I would start having food around like 11, 12. So you'll have to do intermittent fasting. So we can talk about this in a second. Yeah, but about the cravings.
About the cravings. So you would feel that if you give yourself your green juice,
you get this. I feel like you're more saturated. I don't know. You're more satisfied. And then also like having things like dates, lots of fruit, just giving your body healthy, natural sugar. It doesn't crave unhealthy sugars. And I had like such a big sweet tooth. I would always eat cakes and cookies and chocolate. And I eat so many dates now. And people, the first question is always like, what about the sugar in dates? And I mean, they do have a lot of sugar, but it's all natural sugar and the glycemic load, which defines how quickly that sugar is being absorbed into your bloodstream, is quite low. So it doesn't give you an insulin spike. And, you know, it doesn't, it just, it really helps to stay away from other unhealthy sweets. It doesn't affect your weight or anything. So it's, I feel like
it's a really good go-to.
It's so good.
Okay.
But if I picked up on the fact that you have a very sweet tooth, and I'm like you, I have a very, very sweet tooth. I'm the kind of person who would, before La Durée opened in London, I would get on a train to go to Paris every 6 weeks to go and buy my macarons. I'm the kind of person who will fly to Dubai to eat Oreo cheesecake. I have such an incredibly sweet tooth. And I love chocolate, yeah. And I love candy, and I love all these things. Are you telling me that you would never allow yourself, if you were in Dubai at the Cheesecake Factory, would you allow yourself to have a non-dairy slice of cheesecake? Or if you were at the Sugar Factory in New York, would you allow yourself to drink a tumbler of those crazy green sodas? Or are you, it's all or nothing?
Yeah, no, it's definitely not all or nothing. I would definitely have like some vegan, raw vegan treats, like some peanut butter cups, or there's so many good like raw vegan or vegan treats these days. But if I were in Dubai, I would go for the dates because they have amazing dates there, actually. So I feel like it's about balance. But I mean, sometimes, you know, I do love to like cook and bake and do like vegan treats. But on a daily basis, I just, you know, grab my dates.
So being German, you're a bit like me. Being Danish, we have a big love relationship with Haribo.
Oh, I thought you would say bread.
with Haribo.
Okay.
So, for example, you're doing a drive across Germany. You need to go and fill up your car. When I go and fill up my car, I always walk out with 3 or 4 bags of Haribo. Would you allow yourself to do that?
No, I don't think they're... Are they vegan? I don't know. I think they're made with like gelatin or something. I don't. Honestly, I really stay away from like the junk food, like the packaged stuff. You know, I prefer more like good ingredients and fresh food. Yeah. And even if it would be something slightly unhealthy, I would still prefer to either make it myself or get it somewhere freshly made. I mean, of course, there are like occasions here and there, but like...
And you just feel like your dates can manage your cravings. So you don't actually feel like, dates are like flying to Dubai and eating your...
No, you've better ones here. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm lucky. I know you have big cravings. I don't really have those cravings. But when I do feel like something sweet, I might have a piece of chocolate, but I will always have dark chocolate.
Yeah, that's great though. Yeah. I love dark chocolate.
Would you have chocolate?
Yeah, I love dark chocolate.
And so I always keep...
easy to make. You just need basically cacao, coconut oil, maybe some vanilla, and...
So you make your own?
3-4 ingredients. Not that often, but I buy like some really good... They have great brands.
I mean, I always keep a big block of dark chocolate in the fridge. And if dark I have the craving, I will take a couple of pieces. Yeah. And because it's so strong, it tends to take away your craving very quickly. But I am a savory person, so I don't really have that problem. But...
That's nice though, because savory...
I love savory,
But Caroline, can you then eat a bar of Lindt chocolate?
Yeah, the dark chocolate ones you can. They do have...
They don't have dairy? Have
refined sugar. No dairy. They do have... I would probably use like coconut sugar, or even like you can literally blend dates with water and use it as a sweetener, like as a syrup. It tastes like caramel.
Would you use date syrup?
Yeah, like I would probably just make my own date sauce with like date. You just blend dates and water.
That's what I do in my coffee. So when I make my coffee frappuccino, I blend a date as the sugar. I blend a date in the coffee with the vanilla flavored almond milk, and then put in my whatever I want to put in, nut butter or whatever I want to do to thicken
sounds
it up.
Really nice.
It's really, really good. And the date sweetens it so much.
Yeah.
The only problem you can have sometimes is the date's really hard to blend because it gets chopped up into little pieces.
Yeah.
But that's definitely a really good way of sweetening things. I don't love eating dates on their own, though. What's your recipe? You have a recipe for...
You need to try the really good ones. You know, they're called bonbon dates. They have them at Natura, for example. In London.
Yeah.
They're just like pure... Happen.
Okay, I should try
them. Like them more than these Majul dates?
Yeah, they're like 10 times better. You need to try them.
Oh, I love these ones.
But these are great, but the other ones are just...
Sweeter.
When you come over, I'm going to have some.
Okay.
Yeah. Because
how
I have
many dates do you eat a day?
Around like 15 or 20, something.
Wow, that's a lot of dates.
Yeah.
What, actually eat them with your hand or do you blend them into sweetener?
Yeah, I love to eat them like this.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
How many have you just eaten?
I'm on my third, and for the day, this is my seventh of the day.
Really?
And I absolutely love it. Mm-hmm. And I, like you said, I don't feel that I go high on it.
Yeah.
Because I've been, as you know, Sophie, such a sugar addict that I literally needed to get my fix.
Yeah.
To bring me back to normal, and then I would take a dip again, and then I would need sugar again. So I'm really working very hard right now to try and detox my liver. and regulate my sugar balance. And I also find that it's incredible what dates can do, and a lot of fresh fruit, which I've also noticed that you consume extraordinary amounts. I just followed your wonderful trip in Tulum, and it looked like you were having six mangoes a day, four big papayas, and one of the biggest watermelons on the planet. And what I wanted to ask you...
Watermelon, seriously, one of the best fruits you could eat.
Yeah, no, 100%. Yeah. But I just wonder if you... Does it do anything weird to your stomach, mm-hmm. first of all? And second of all, how are all your organs feeling mm-hmm. upon this kind of diet? Mm-hmm. Is your body in complete balance?
Yeah, so about the... first about the watermelon, I feel like because it's the most alkaline fruit after lemons, so it really like balances out everything in your body, and it helps so much with digestion. Like I feel like whenever I eat lots of watermelon and papaya, my digestion is just so good. And my body feels like so balanced at the moment. I think it's good to keep a variety, like not only fruits. Like I had a time where I would just eat, I feel like even not too much fruit, but maybe not enough of other things. so currently I also make sure I get a lot of like avocados and nuts and seeds and just like keep it really balanced. But whenever I have fruit, I also try to not mix it with too many other things together because watermelon digests so quickly. So you'd really want to have it on its own. Mm-hmm. And especially like in the morning. If you have watermelon in the morning on an empty stomach, it like gets everything going. And
that's great to know, actually. So it's quite a good thing to start with, is it?
Okay. Best thing to start with. And because it's so alkalizing, like...
So when do you have that? After your green juice or before?
Yeah.
After.
So basically you want to start with the thing that digests the quickest, which is obviously the juice because it has no fiber or anything. Mm-hmm. And then you have the watermelon.
How long after the juice? How long do you wait?
Whatever you do. Like I have my juice, I work a bit, and then when I start feeling hungry, I would have my big watermelon. But mm-hmm. I maybe like half an hour.
Longer?
Like half of a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's like not
later.
Sometimes, yeah.
Do you eat a watermelon a day?
In Tulum I had one big one a day.
Wow,
yeah.
That's a lot of watermelon.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Wow, you look great on it. So it's obviously doing good.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that many calories or anything. It's really like...
And do you find do you work out a lot? Do you find that's going to sustain your workouts?
I don't. I feel like even like in Tulum, for example, I didn't really work out that much. Mm-hmm. I would just go for a walk in the morning and do my Pivolf workout, actually, like a few mm-hmm. times. But since I eat this way, like mm-hmm. I don't have to work out all the time. Before, okay. I would sometimes even work out twice a day in New York.
Because I do find, because I do like working out, I need to have a bit of fuel.
No, I love to work, exactly.
So to get my fuel, I went vegan for 2 weeks in January. Yeah. Instead of doing a January detox, I did 2-week January vegan detox.
Yeah.
And I didn't eat any dairy or any meat. And I couldn't sustain it because I was craving more protein. Yeah. So I think we need to get some recipes.
Maybe you weren't eating enough. I feel like most people, that's the first mistake. Like because when you eat like lots of fruits and veggies, they're so low in calories compared to other foods that if you just eat the same volume, basically, you're not getting enough, I would say.
Right. So you have to almost double your intake of food if you're going to go vegan.
Yeah.
That's really interesting, actually.
Like my portions have become so much bigger than before, which I enjoy because I just enjoy eating and I feel like it's more of a abundance you can eat.
And so what are your protein bits? Because I get confused about how you can give yourself protein on a vegan diet.
Yeah. So it's lots of greens, green smoothies.
Are they protein?
Yeah. Spinach and broccoli and kale. They even have sometimes more protein than meat. It's just because the protein is easier to absorb.
Yeah.
Like, you know how there are 8 amino acids and there has to be like the perfect ratio to your body to absorb it. Mm-hmm. And for example, if you have like broccoli and rice together, they complement each other perfectly. So your body can absorb the whole protein.
So could you give us some good recipes that
green
work?
Green smoothies, I think, are so great for protein. So
okay. So, but brown rice or white rice? Brown.
I would go for brown.
Brown rice and broccoli is a good meal.
Is great.
Okay. What other meals would you suggest?
I would have, like green smoothies. Like use lots of seaweeds. They're also very good for protein. Mm-hmm. Lots of sprouts, especially like broccoli sprouts. lots of lentils, seeds, okay, beans, nuts, all these things. And then you can like just experiment with recipes like, I mean, you could do like stews, like or lentil soup, or like big salads, roasting mm-hmm. your veggies. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many options.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a book, or do you have a recipe on your blog?
Yeah,
or?
I have some recipes on my blog, okay, and I also have an ebook with lots of recipes.
Great. Okay, we can check those out.
Yeah.
What is your opinion on a variety of dried beans that you soak overnight, lentils, pulses, full stop? And what is your opinion on things like buckwheat flour, almond flour, coconut flour, if you wanted to bake blueberry muffins? Mm-hmm.
I think they're all great. I feel like with beans, everyone needs to see how they feel. Mm. Like my stomach sometimes gets a little...
I can't do lots of beans. I get really bloated.
Me too, actually.
And then I feel like I'm carrying a lot of air and water retention.
Yeah, me too, yeah. Same. So I feel like lentils are easier sometimes, but like beans, chickpeas, I love chickpeas, but I just can't really eat them a lot. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it depends from person to person. But it's like things like almond flour, buckwheat flour, I think they're a great, great option. Mm-hmm. Like buckwheat is so nice. Also like buckwheat noodles. It's like the Japanese kind of soba noodles is buckwheat noodles. So those are really nice even with just like a cashew, apple cider vinegar kind of sauce and some mushrooms, you can...
Well, that sounds delicious. Yeah,
delicious.
Yeah.
So you would actually, you allow yourself to eat brown rice. You allow yourself to eat brown pasta.
Yeah. My stomach feels great on brown rice pasta. Like no bloating.
So brown rice pasta or brown rice?
No, brown rice pasta. I had it in Tulum so many times. It was so good.
You're making me really crave a Thai green curry right now, and I don't know why.
Yeah, let's have a Thai green curry tonight, honey.
Can we get a Deliveroo?
Let's get a Deliveroo.
100%. So, I eat all these things.
Like, so you would eat a really nice vegetarian curry made on coconut milk, for example.
Yeah, oh my God, I love curries.
With brown rice.
Yeah, so good. And then top it with some fresh cucumber to give it like a cold crunch. And like some raw coconut meat
Where do you get your raw coconut meat from?
You know, I buy it at Whole Foods, actually, pre-cut, and then I just cut it in, like, really small slices for, like, smoothie bowls. Talking about Whole Foods, but this is one good thing.
So, Caroline, if I understand you right, you get up probably around...
Early,
6, 7 in the morning. Yeah. You start off with your lemon water.
Yeah.
Then you go and do a workout.
Yeah. So I wake up, I stretch, get my water, walk to the gym, do my workout.
How long do you work out for?
Just, like, 45 minutes.
What do you do? What sort of workout?
I love spinning in the morning. Just really gets my heart rate up. Or I go for a run in Hyde Park. Just like whatever I feel like it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go... I started to go on the... What's it called? I forgot. whatever. No, then...
Is it a food or an exercise?
The gym where you lie on, it's like...
Oh, the power plate?
The power plate, yeah.
Ah, okay. So, yeah, I used to do that.
While you stretch.
Wow. I used to do the power plate. So power plate used to be my thing when I was working.
Is that the one that shakes?
Yeah. So it's you do 20 minutes on the power plate. It's like an hour workout, right?
Really? Because I just use it for like 50 minutes. Like I stretch on the power plate.
Okay, interesting.
I've seen people doing it. And it's like really like...
It shakes you up.
Everything. Yeah.
I mean, there used to be a power plate studio around the corner from my office, and I used to go in my lunch break every day and do 25-minute power plate workouts, and it was a bit like impulsive.
Mm-hmm.
The whole of you shook, and it was a balancing thing. You had to hold your balance and do the exercises. Yeah. It was quite intense, but actually I haven't heard of the power plate for years.
Yeah, I don't
so
know.
This is a power plate
They like it, yeah.
Movement.
And then I do a bit of foam rolling. And then I go to the steam, and then I'm like done with everything by 9 and make my green juice, green smoothie. Yeah, usually green juice. And then I work, and then I have my green smoothie and breakfast around like 11.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's your first meal.
Yeah.
And you will sit.
Oh, yeah, intermittent fasting. So that's my first meal. And then I usually eat between 11 and 12 until like 8 p.m., I would say.
Mm-hmm.
So you eat all day long then?
I mean, like, not all the time, but, like, between, you know.
So you eat, you eat 11 o'clock is your first meal, yeah, and your last meal is at 8 o'clock.
Around 8 o'clock.
And you don't eat before 11, yeah, or after 8?
Yeah, I keep, okay, like, a 16-hour break. I mean,
so a 16-hour fast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not, like, every
and
day.
And why do you think that's beneficial?
I just really think it balances out your blood sugar levels and it gives your digestive system some time to rest. Like, it's so anti-aging. It, like, really... I also feel
that.
Like... Yeah, I mean,
I
look
often
amazing.
Go to the fridge. I do you know what
you
I do?
Too.
I
you both. Like, when I came, I saw your
cream.
Skin.
Well, I do my emails and then I think I'm so tired. I'm just going to check the fridge. And I normally do a couple of dips in the hummus with a pepper.
Sweetheart.
And I go to bed having eaten the whole pot of hummus.
Yeah, no, sweetheart, I get that. You know, I'll go down and I'll get a whole pot of ice cream. That doesn't satisfy me. So I'll go and make a whole thing of coconut popcorn. Or I will do crisp bread with butter and cheese. No, but
this is
10:30?
Yeah.
11?
Yeah, I do 11 o'clock hummus
snack. No, but this is what's so interesting.
Does he sleep well? Or do you get
I haven't slept in 21 years, sweetheart. I haven't, and I wonder why. This is what's so interesting, because I have been eating
late.
Yeah. And... all the wrong things. So of course, you know, living like this equals insomnia 100%.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
But the thing is, that looks can be deceiving. And this is... one of the most interesting subjects I find, because I've told Sophie, you know, when I went to the Viva Maya, I thought I was pretty healthy because I feel healthy and I look pretty healthy. And what was so surprising to me was the fact that I was the, you know, I was one of the thinnest fat people, one of the fattest thin people they had ever met. And the levels of fat that I have inside my body and the level of acidity that I have in my body was, you know, to the point of being quite worrying, so much so that I've completely had to change a lot of my ways. And one of the hardest things to give up is, you know, the very late night feasts.
I agree.
I will never be someone who will not be able to eat late, because I really enjoy it, and I'm not going to change everything. But, you know, I'm very mindful around it now. And so, you know, for four or five nights a week, I have dinner with my children at 6:37.
Yep.
But I will, you know, at 9:30, 10, go and have a little bit of a snack, but I won't make it as heavy as it was before.
Yeah.
And my sleep has definitely improved.
I was going to say, this is my problem, is I always eat with my, well, it's not my problem, but I always eat with my children, because I am so hungry at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
That is when I'm at my hungriest throughout the day.
Yeah.
And it's probably because I haven't eaten enough in the day. My day is so packed.
Yeah.
You know, after I've done my workout, I then go straight to meetings. I'm then completely jam-packed until I pick the kids up from school.
Yeah.
At 4 o'clock, my working day stops. I then go into mummy mode.
Yeah.
And then by 6 o'clock, I am so hungry. I eat with the children. pop them into bed, and then when I've done my emails and everything around 10, 10:30, that's when I get hungry again.
Yeah.
So I actually eat again at 10:30, not a big snack, but definitely a snack.
That's totally fine, I think.
But I do go to bed. I need the fuller I am, the better I sleep. I do. Yeah. I mean, it's bonkers, but I've got to try and reverse that.
No, I get it, because, you know, you do hear of people who have overindulged in food and alcohol and they literally pass out in a coma for 10 hours. And I've always wished that that could happen to me, which is why I've consumed more and more and more and more and more. But my problem was I never passed out.
You get so tired at some point, it's true.
CBD oil helps with that. But no, I think it's really interesting. I'm going to try this fasting, actually. Whenever I do a juice cleanse.
Like, eating late at night is, for me, is like so hard. It's still like one thing I try to
do. It is hard.
Because it's like comfy, you're home, you're cozy. Yeah.
But darling, then I have a question for you. Because if you eat your last meal at 8 and I see on your Instagram that you have your... So that's what I was going to ask you. Because you do have your little movie night. Here I am with a bowl of 16 dates that I'm going to consume. So how late would you eat your dates?
Exactly. I mean, I try, like, on average, I try not to eat after like 8 or something. But I never like restrict. So I would, I would still eat my dates at 11.
Okay, good.
I mean, it always depends. Like, for example, in Tulum, like, everything is dark.
So relaxed.
Like, so, like, you don't eat after 8 just out of habit.
Yeah.
So I felt, like, amazing. And then back in London, I've, like, you know, everything changes. With
So why did you and your boyfriend choose Tulum? Because it just looks so wonderful. What is it about Tulum?
I don't know. I just feel like it has, like, a magic energy there. It's so... It's very relaxed and everyone is like so nice and the weather and the sunrises are incredible. Like I woke up every morning like at 6 and just really wanted to go to the beach and take a walk, and there was no one on the beach and you feel so connected to nature there, and having like bonfires on the beach and full moon is very, it's a very special place, I think.
Oh, it sounds amazing.
And was it pure
lots of vegan food. Yeah, I mean, whenever I travel, I always work a lot too. So I, you know, work on projects and my collaborations, things like this. So it's always a mix between, like, I could never just lie on the beach all day and do nothing.
I could really do that now. I could literally pack my suitcase tonight, fly to Tulum and sleep on the beach for 3 days.
I'm packing my suitcase tonight and I am flying off to the Bahamas tomorrow morning.
And I cannot even tell you how insanely jealous I am. I mean, I'm delighted for you, obviously. I adore you.
I wish I could take you with me, Soph. I wish I could take you with me.
I'm saving myself for Gloucestershire next week. Woohoo! No, but it is really important to wind down, actually. And I do find that when you're on holiday and it's hot, the want to eat a lot is actually slightly dissipated anyway, because you're so relaxed and you're so in sort of tune with nature and the waves and the beach, and everything's just so much calmer. So your stress levels are down, you feel less tense, and there's less of a need to go to the fridge at 10 o'clock at night and stuff your face.
No, it's true.
You're much more on an even keel. Yeah. And it's actually quite a nice feeling to just be calm. And this is why I like the sound of fasting as well, because I think for me, what I was going to say with the juice cleanse is my juice cleanse is not necessarily about all about what the juice is going to do for me. It's more like a reboot of my mind. It teaches me what I'm putting in and how it makes me feel. The first day of a juice cleanse is always the hardest because you get headaches and things. But then by the time the second day comes, you forget about needing to put food in your mouth and you become really relaxed.
You become so quiet.
Because, and it's really an inner peace thing, because you're just, you know that juice number two is going to come in 2 hours, and then juice number three, you don't have to think about what you're going to cook. You don't have to think about what you're going to eat. It's all there ready for you to drink, and by day three you feel very peaceful. And you've retrained your mind into thinking, I don't need to be sticking my head in the fridge at 11 o'clock
and I can't do this to save my life. I mean, I do the juices like Sophie does, the 5 or 6 plenish juices in a day, but I still do my 3 meals. I mean, I would pass out if I didn't have my food.
I tried juice cleanses a few times, but I prefer more to incorporate the juices into my day and maybe do like sometimes like a longer fast, like 20 hours. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I get more cravings from doing completely like juice fasting. Like
you see, if I get a craving, I will eat a bowl of broccoli.
Yeah.
Or I'll eat an avocado.
Yeah.
Or I'll eat something, but it's going to be part of what's in the juice. Yes. So I'm thinking about what I'm eating because I'm thinking I'm going to stick to this because I know it's good for my body.
Yeah.
And then when I finish the juice cleanse, I crave a green juice every morning.
Yeah.
And actually, since my last one, I have craved green juices every morning. So I've been starting my day with a green juice because I don't know what it is. I feel like change. it just moisturizes all my organs. You know, it just makes me feel lubricated and healthy and happy and not the opposite of hydrated, I'm trying to say, and really hydrated. Yeah. And it's a really nice feeling.
Yeah.
You feel like what you're putting in is actually giving you something back, which I think is really key with the green juices, actually.
Yeah, I agree.
I have another question for you, Caroline. When I was at the Viva Maya, they said in order for the body to function optimally, in order for your hormone levels and all your vitamin and mineral levels to be in balance, they very much believed in doing 4 days a week being vegetarian, 1 day a week incorporating fish, 1 day a week incorporating meat, fish, or chicken, and 1 day a week having pretty free reigns. Do you find, having now been 100% vegan for over 5 years, have you had bloods that showed what your vitamin and mineral levels are like, what all your hormones levels are like?
Yeah, that's actually a very good point. Like before going vegan, I was always super low in iron. And it came to the point where I got like a double iron, infusion.
Yeah. And I needed that.
Yeah, and I almost died from it. I got like an anaphylactic shock where your body, like I was like so allergic to it, so you can't breathe anymore. And then was in the emergency station for like 3 days.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was so scary. And since then, I was so scared to take any iron supplements because it was just, you know, you never want to experience that again. And since going vegan, and I've had my blood tested like almost every 6 months or like at least once a year, I was never deficient in iron anymore, which is, I mean, because like so many vegans, you know, they worry about iron.
Yeah.
And also things like vitamin D or B12. And I like my blood is perfectly fine now.
So then I have a question. Another thing they said at the Viva Maya was when you have problems with your skin, and you mentioned earlier that you've always had problems with your skin, that is when you're very hormonally out of balance. And when you're hormonally out of balance, that comes from a toxic liver.
Exactly. Or from your colon and your gut. I feel like when you have like, you know, too many bad bacteria in your gut, it always shows on your skin.
So do you take things for your gut? Do you
take
something?
Yeah, I take probiotics now.
Every day.
And which one do you take?
Yeah. I love the ones, they're called probiotic.
Mm-hmm.
I actually got them in New York and I couldn't find them here now, so I'm looking for new ones. But yeah, I take them every day.
Are they in a pink box?
No, they're like in a silver little box. Yeah, I need to need to find.
Okay, that's interesting.
But I take probiotics and I do colonics like a few times a year. Big fan of that as well.
What does that do? I know what it does, but how does it affect your body?
Yeah, just for, I feel like it really is so anti-aging and you can concentrate so much better. It clears out your skin.
Mm-hmm.
It just gets rid of all like old waste in your colon. And even though you eat healthy, you still like have toxins at some point. And I mean, lots of people worry about doing colonics because they think it flushes out the good bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
But I think like if you think about keeping all the waste or getting rid of the waste and maybe lose a few good bacteria, you can just easily replace them.
Mm-hmm.
So I would rather get rid of the medicine.
And where do you do that?
Where? In a KX here in London.
In KX, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I feel like it's the best place actually.
Okay, interesting, because I've had a couple in London and I absolutely detested it.
David's like so lovely.
I was so tense that I couldn't do it. Yeah. And then halfway home... I was like, oh my giddy aunt.
No,
so it put me off ever doing it again. Can you imagine? I mean, it hasn't been for me, but I have been to an Ayurvedic center in India where it was all about
putting in, putting out. Stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't know, but in Germany, once you have something, you know, like they always give you medication or like even antibiotics, which like kind of interrupts your whole gut flora even more. So I would rather go for like the holistic view and way and do like colonics. But I mean, definitely like all these things have like improved my skin so much.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
And is there anything that you absolutely live by? What is it? What are your three big things that you, obviously dates are one of them, but what are the other sort of key ingredients that you think really impact your health and well-being?
Okay, I would say even before dates, greens. Like I have never thought that greens are so powerful, especially like greens you wouldn't usually have in your salads.
Like which?
For example, I mean kale, things like those I don't really eat in salads, so it's so great in smoothies. Or like make your salads with like arugula or chicory, like all kinds of purple chicory, just anything that you wouldn't usually buy, because all these things are super bitter, and the more bitter, the more
alkaline.
Alkaline, but also the more gut fluid or gut acidity you're producing. So you like the easier it is to digest food.
But do you think it's tasty?
Yeah, like from time to, like after time.
So what do you eat with
really
your...
I love the bitter things. Like, okay, I love
so
to
what
put,
do you
like,
eat? How do you make it tasty?
I chicory in my salad.
But what what's your dressing?
Dressing, I love to just smash like an avocado into it, like super ripe one. Add some apple cider vinegar, some lemon juice. You can add like some pink salt, some
that sounds so yummy.
Yeah, I prefer no oil. I prefer like more the whole food, you know, like rather than using olive oil, you eat like the whole olives or like the avocados and nuts and seeds. Just let's use the whole thing,
because interesting,
oil is like, I mean, like they're good oils definitely, and I think eating them, having them raw and not cooked, is great. But it's also like 100% isolated fat with no fiber. And I mean, they lose the nutrients so quickly because it has been like kind of processed. So I don't think you need it. But if you would want to use some oil, I'd probably go for like some avocado oil or linseed oil. I saw you have in the fridge.
Yes, I love my linseed oil.
That's really good.
That gives the omegas.
And what about coconut oil? Do you
I use coconut oil for my body all the time, every day.
Would you, for example, eat popcorn popped in coconut oil with pink Himalayan salt? Would you allow yourself a snack like that?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I'm not like restricting anything. I would totally have it, but I would probably... I mean, coconut oil is like one of the few oils that has a very high... heat sensitivity, so it doesn't go bad when you cook
so
with
it's
it.
A really good one to cook with. Okay,
where did you study your nutrition?
In Switzerland.
Did you? Which school?
It's called Akademie der Naturheilkunde.
And when were you there?
It was like 6 years ago. Oh my god, time flies.
Amazing.
Yeah,
and then you came to London and decided to
study business.
Like a business administration.
No, it was 3 years. Yeah, three years.
Wow.
Business.
To use for what?
Because I wanted to work in like the, wellness industry, but I didn't really had something where I know I wanted to start with, and I really wanted to do my own thing. So I thought, you know, I mean, you can always use a business degree, so I can put two things together.
Mm-hmm. So what is your business
I love
now?
Marketing. So my business now, so I started my blog and Instagram after I was like a year in uni. And then by the time I finished uni, it was like my full-time job. So, which I feel like I'm really lucky about, because I can combine traveling and like my passion for healthy food and all that together. So now I have my blog, my YouTube channel, my Instagram, my ebook, and then I'm launching my own swimwear this summer.
Yes, great. That's really exciting. I saw that. When are your samples ready?
They're coming in 2 weeks.
Fantastic. Wow. Maybe in time for our trip.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. So I'm just like trying to build like a whole brand.
So you have been building your business and becoming an entrepreneur, basically, which is which is really admirable. How can I ask how old you are?
Yeah, no, 28.
You're 28. That's amazing. At 28, I would not have been building my own business.
So late. Like when I went to uni, I was 23 or 24. And because you've been like out of school for so long, it was kind of hard to go back. And so many people are, I don't know if they're struggling with it, but I would really recommend, like, I feel like it was so good for me. I would like recommend everyone to like just go study, because you have like, you just need the experience. And even if you feel like you don't
you don't learn that much, or you don't take that much away. Mm-hmm. Just like you learn so many other skills you can use for things. So I felt that was so helpful for me.
So just going back to your recipes, can you give us your top three favorite vegan recipes that you really enjoy eating and making and that we can recreate?
So at the moment, I'm a really big fan of smoothie bowls. So I would do one with frozen pitaya fruit, just like the frozen dragon fruit.
Okay.
And frozen bananas. If you don't like bananas, you can use just like frozen mango or...
papaya.
Yeah, papaya is great too. And then add some like berries, things like this, some vanilla, and then top it with more berries, cinnamon, some nuts and seeds, or like homemade granola.
Wow.
So I'm half of like every day right now.
I have another question. Mm-hmm. What's your opinion on dried fruit? Dried mango, like, raisins?
I mean, obviously, like the fresh is better because it's just more hydrating, and your body needs, is kind of gets dehydrated from eating a lot of, because you still need water to make it fluid at some point. But I feel like it's a great snack. I love it. You know, when you're on an airplane or something, you'll it's easy raisins. To take you. Yeah, I love the golden raisins and like...
I take an avocado on the plane.
Me too.
Yeah. I always take an avocado in my bag. Yeah, because it's so satisfying.
It's so nice.
Oh, yeah, and just the same.
And then the stewardess in the plane are always like, "Oh my god, this looks so good."
I know,
like,
right? And you take a little bit of pink Himalayan sea salt to sprinkle on it. It's so good.
It's not pink Himalayan sea salt because the Himalayas are mountains. Okay, well, it's pink Himalayan pink rock salt. It's rock salt.
You know what I mean? Can I tell you guys something, which is super fascinating? I was told very recently that sea salt is getting more and more toxic for us because nowadays there is so much melted plastic in our seas that when the sea salt is actually created, much of what you see in the white sea salt is in fact plastics.
Oh, that's really sad.
So if and when you can, it is much better to go for the rock salt.
Oh no, we always go for pink Himalayan salt
or any other rock salt.
Because I made a mistake.
There you can protect yourself.
Okay,
there you can protect yourself against plastic. Isn't it frightening?
Yeah, it is frightening.
The amount of plastic in sea salt.
It is absolutely terrifying. But I also think there's something to be said for eating the whole, as you said, the whole. Plant or the whole vegetable rather than actually taking the derivative of it, actually eating the whole thing, which is quite paleo-esque and getting all the nutrients, like taking a whole avocado, it's I agree. It's clean, it's easy to transport. You do need a knife though, which you can get on plane unless you just bite the end off.
I've done it too.
Have you?
Like peeled my avocado.
But what about give us a nice savory one now.
Okay,
can you give me one, because I'm obsessed with protein now. My body somehow just craves the protein.
Maybe you want to do like two options. So first I would do a big salad and have like sweet potatoes are also great for
I love sweet potatoes.
Every ingredient in your salad.
Okay, let's make a salad. So we would do arugula, chicory, escarole.
What's that?
It's like an Italian, Andrea says it, like an Italian bitter greens. Okay, all kinds of greens you can find. You mash one avocado with a fork and you massage it into the greens. Let that sit for like 10, 15 minutes. It gets just really creamy and nice. Add some fresh lemon juice. And then I would add lots of cherry tomatoes, cucumber, and I slice my cucumber with like a potato peeler so it becomes like
really thin.
Ribbons.
Not really.
Because they say that's very, very difficult to digest.
Exactly. Then you could do the same thing with zucchinis, just like use your potato peeler and slice them. Then add sprouts, broccoli sprouts, alfalfa sprouts, things like pomegranate seeds, more avocado, sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, and then I would roast sweet potatoes, and then if you want more protein, maybe broccoli.
Okay, so we're not putting any pulses, we're not putting any chickpeas, no nuts, nothing in there.
No, some
pumpkin
seeds.
Pumpkin seeds and sesame seeds.
And sunflower seeds,
Interesting,
And then you just top it with all your roasted veggies. So this would be my go-to dinner, like three nights
delicious.
A week or something. That sounds
delicious. I'm going to try that.
And it's so easy to make it because you can
We're having that
home.
Tonight, my love.
No, we're having Thai green curry.
We're having Thai green curry.
And just like, I feel like it's so convenient because you come home, you put all the veggies in the oven, you quickly prepare your salad, and then you have like 20, 30 minutes to do your other stuff. And then when it's ready, you can sit down.
Sounds really, really good.
Thai green curry with brown rice, honey.
Sounds great.
So yeah, a second option I think would be something like a curry, and you could even add tofu.
My favorite thing is curry.
Yeah.
And I'm actually, I mean, tonight I think we should have Thai Queen chicken curry. But yeah. I have made a vegetarian curry before, and it is delicious.
Curries are just so satisfying.
But I do like to add a bit of chicken stock. So you obviously, what do you do instead of chicken stock? Vegetable stock.
Yeah, veggie stock.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like when I would cook a curry, I would just, you know, my boyfriend would also love to add some chicken, so we just do this on the side, and then he can
add it. So you can do two different variations.
Exactly.
Yeah. I know a lot of people who have a vegan member in their family.
Yeah.
Like Lizzie loves healthy.
And you can't try to make everyone vegan, I think.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, you know, you're gonna...
But I think it's a really interesting movement, and I think we have to be much more conscious about what we're consuming, what we're putting into our bodies, how it makes us feel, how we sleep, how we have the energy. I'm really listening to ourselves as to what works for us as well. I mean, clearly vegan really, really works for you. I'm going to give it another go. I'm going to try some of your recipes.
Thing, you don't need to go 100% for most people. If you just start with maybe having like one or two vegan days a week, and then, you know, it's like your little detox day.
Yeah.
I think that's amazing. And if you're ready, I feel like dairy is even a bigger problem health-wise. So if you're already dairy-free or like wanting to try that, I've seen
do you
like
use
really
what do you use instead of
benefit.
Butter? What do you butter, have bread ever?
There's actually you could either go for some kind of coconut oil on your bread.
You so mean? Do you ever have bread?
No. Yeah, I would have like avocado toast. So I would do just like a really nice sourdough bread and have fresh avocado on top, some lemon juice, some chili flakes. Even like some sunflower seeds and arugula.
So you don't need the butter.
You don't really need the butter.
Yeah. I do have toast and butter. That's my favorite snack.
Tell me something. When you then go into your family in Germany, because I don't know if you're anything like me, but if I came home to my family in Denmark, you know, breakfast would be fresh bread from the bakery. With what we call tooth butter, because the layer of butter you put on your bread is so big,
so
you can
good.
See your teeth mark. And then thick and then, cheese on top with either honey on top or
salami. Oh my god, I grew
jam
up
on top.
Yeah.
That would be
I grew up eating that like every day.
Milk.
Yeah. I know, I had like a serious
Absolutely.
Addiction to bread and cheese.
But do your family still eat like this?
Yeah.
And how do they feel about your
healthy You know,
days?
Like they feel like if food is a very sensitive topic, people feel offended quite easily. So at the beginning, I just did have like some arguments and like, you know, disagreements here and there. Mm-hmm. But now they're like very, very understandable and they like support it. We would just have like everyone has their own food. Mm. Like, no, actually, everyone has the same except me.
But I think that's, you know, we all have to accept that people
together,
like certain
exactly.
things and don't like certain things.
No.
And
my mom loves to eat healthy, but she eats like, she's like you guys, like everything, but very like, loves to eat healthy and like, but not like 100% vegan or anything. I think it's also good, like, if your family maybe disagrees with your diet and stuff, it's good to include them rather than excluding them. Mm. So maybe you can, like, cook together, show them how, you know, delicious plant-based food can be, make, like, a nice vegan curry, something just, like, everyone would like, or, like, a nice pasta dish. And, I think because I also take care of my food, they're not like...
Is there anything you miss? Yeah. Do you miss fish or...
When I started, it was so hard for me to give up cheese. Like just really good cheese and good German bread together. It
Were
was
you
like
never,
my...
Even on Christmas
Now
Eve.
I don't even like it anymore. Now I look at it and I don't crave it. And I used to seriously...
What about a cheese fondue if we went skiing?
Yeah, I would hate it. My boyfriend's favorite food is cheese fondue.
I love it too. I'll invite him.
Oh my god.
Yeah. The nutritional yeast.
Yeah, now I crave like
I
crave like avocado toast all the time, and not cheese toast.
I do have a craving for avocado toast every day as well.
It's just so satisfying.
Yeah. It is so good.
Yeah,
especially with the chili flakes.
Or like a tomato bruschetta when you have like lots of different, but I mean really ripe, good quality tomatoes with like red onion and lemon juice and like
basil,
and then
but I
on
find
like
onion can be quite dangerous.
Yeah.
Onion can make you
or like
feel a bit
yeah,
odd.
Then you could add some olive oil definitely.
Yeah.
And then on like some roasted sourdough bread, oh, it's so good.
So you haven't spoken very much about ginger and garlic.
I love and ginger. Turmeric. Yeah. In my garlic, not too much. No. I don't know.
Does it make you have a funny tummy?
Yeah.
It makes me feel anaphylactic, garlic.
Really?
It makes me feel very constricted in my throat for some reason.
Me too. No.
It's weird. Onions and garlic are quite similar. If I've had salsa, if I make salsa myself at home, but if I make salsa, I always wake up and feel really awful.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny.
Me too. But I feel like ginger is very good if you're feeling bloated or anything. Add like a ginger shot to your morning water. Same goes for like aloe vera and turmeric. Yeah, like in the morning on an empty stomach, I love it. Otherwise, I don't really...
So I'm a coffee addict. You never drank coffee.
Coffee is hard for people to get from.
And I'm now slowly weaning off dairy. My new favorite thing in the world, as Sophie knows, is this Oatly milk, which I think
it's so good.
Incredible.
And they have a cream to cook. I've got the cream
as well.
Yeah.
Would you use a product like Oatly?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, definitely. I feel like who has time to always make their own, like, you know, nut milks and things like this. So I don't really use it that much because I don't drink coffee.
Do you make almond milk?
I should make it more,
No, I
buy it more of the time.
Which one would you buy?
The Cypress has good ones. It's fresh.
Yeah.
So, but I don't find so much use for it because I don't drink coffee or anything. Sometimes like a matcha latte, for example.
Do you like that?
Yeah, I love matcha.
How often will you have that?
Not that often. Like whenever we go to Japanese place, I would order matcha, but
a matcha green tea latte.
Yeah, yeah, or pure matcha tea. But maybe like there's only like one place in London where I like it. So maybe
really, which one?
The Zuma Japanese place.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they have a really nice one. Yeah. Otherwise, not
interesting. Too. Well,
you had your matcha green tea latte the other day. What milk did you put in it?
Yeah, this was almond milk.
Yeah.
Or cashew milk is great.
And do you enjoy this? Do you actually think? Wonderful, nourishing, indulging.
Even like adding, I would personally at home add like a date or something, make it like even a bit sweeter. So nice.
I have to say, if you haven't tried the chai tea at Farm Girl Cafe,
That's
you. Are literally in for a treat. It is the
farm
best.
Girl cafe.
The Farm Girl Cafe.
Been?
Right, we're taking you.
We should go.
I mean, it is the best
is
chai
it?
Tea. It's just by the Goat and Boots
and
on the Fulham Road.
And they have a new one here now on full.
It
on
is amazing.
Yeah,
and it's honestly the quality of the food there I think is excellent, and it's all very clean and very green and vegan, right?
Not vegetarian, but it's
Oh, it's got eggs. It has got a dairy, but
sweet Caroline, I love that I can say that to you. Your alarm clock has just gone off. That means your dinner date is calling. What's on your menu tonight? What are you having for dinner tonight? As Sophie and I are indulging in our Thai green curry and we're sharing a whole bottle of red wine.
Yeah, I didn't plan too much, but I think I'm going to make some veggie sushi and some roasted red cheese and salad.
Delicious.
Veggie sushi, do you use rice or do you use cauliflower?
I use like nothing actually, just like the seaweed, lots of avocado, raw veggies like tomatoes, carrots, cucumber, sprouts, wrap it all together, maybe some amino acids. And it's super yummy. More like an appetizing snack, not like...
That sounds great.
I'm coming to your house and have it as well.
Yeah, we do it next time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Caroline. I've learned a lot. I really have. Thank you.
So
yeah.
We are going to have you back on very soon again, so all our listeners can have a good chance of asking you all the questions they want to.
Perfect.
Thank you for listening. We've really enjoyed having Caroline on today. I hope you've enjoyed listening.
And your YouTube details as well.
Instagram is Caroline Deisler and YouTube the same name, so
it's www.carolinedeisler
Instagram is Caroline Deisler, which is DEISLER, and then YouTube the same, and my blog is carolineschoice.com.
great, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good evening, everyone.
Have a great weekend and lots of love from London.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.